I'm sitting here with Khosrow Samani. He is the founder of Umid for Iran. It's an organization that advocates for the Iranian people. I wanted to ask you about the new president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani. Do you think Rouhani will bring significant changes? Obviously, the signature of Ahmadinejad was that he was a little more gruff, I guess would be the word, with the international community. He was not as diplomatic as maybe Rouhani, as people are hoping Rouhani would be.
I think there is your observation is correct that Rouhani may be more moderate than Ahmadinejad, but at the end of the day, it's really the policies that has been set by Ayatollah Khamenei. Ali Khamenei, he's the supreme leader, and he calls the shots at the end. You know, in terms of what is happening or in Iran today, it appears that Mr. Khamenei has decided to lower and minimize the aggressive rhetoric of anti-West and anti-Israeli discussion, and saying death to America and death to Israel and so on. That may be a little bit, you know, lessened now.
Do you think that Rouhani's relationship with the Ayatollah will be better than Ahmadinejad's? Because it was said that they had a rough relationship near the end of Ahmadinejad's administration.
It's hard to really to say. In reality, we are struggling with really understanding the Khamenei's policies or strategy in a long term. Is he really trying to establish a more moderate position with the West or not? That's hard to really understand or to formulate. From the signs, there seems to be more hope today than before.
Of course, everyone wants to know if having a more moderate leader in Iran would mean better relations with the United States. Do you see relations between the United States and Iran improving because of Rouhani's presidency?
We don't have a crystal ball, but it appears that both America and the Iranian government want to avoid the conflict, and especially the potential of a military conflict, that really there will be no winners. Today, the Iranian people, as I said it before, they're suffering from a huge economic disadvantage, huge unemployment problem. So they have every incentive to try to come to some kind of a resolution. And I think America has every incentive to come to a resolution as well. But it's to be seen, I think.
Do you see more openness in terms of civil rights and politics, gender issues?
So there seems to be a step in the right direction. The problem that exists is the Iranian government historically has had to maintain a certain level of control and suppression on the Iranian people in order to remain in power.
I saw on the website for Umid for Iran, you said one of your goals is the Iranian people must have the opportunity to flourish as global citizens. What will it take for that to happen? What needs to happen in Iran institutionally?
The first step is to have the information, to have accurate information about what's happening in the country. And the second step is to be able to use that information and demand the rights for civilians, the civilian rights to be able to function. And Iranian people are very progressive people. But unfortunately, because of the government, they haven't been able to do that. So to answer your question more accurately is the most important thing that can happen if Iranian people are allowed to have a free and open election without having Ayatollah to tell them who to elect and how to behave, what to eat, what to wear, what to drink, you know, all of those things that they're completely, you know, something that the Iranian people are not fond of or they want to continue to have.
And I want to thank you for coming in and talking to me about this. It's been really enlightening.
Thank you for having me.